welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, the host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. Our topic for this podcast is how to manage the rapidly escalating cost of college. Our guest today is Lisa Usay. Lisa is an office leader at Pinnacle Financial Partners. Now, Lisa, I have two young sons, and I'm worried about how they're going to get the education they want without undertaking a tremendous amount of debt. Is it a realistic goal to think that they will graduate with no or minimal debt for them or my husband and me?
Well, Summer, it's a tough goal if you look at the statistics. 62% of college students currently have loans totaling over $1 trillion. The average student graduates with around $22,000 to $27,000 in debt. Every situation is unique, but the sooner you begin looking at ways long-term to minimize the costs, the more likely the student will be to leave college without a terrible debt burden. By the time a child reaches high school, they may begin to think about college choices, so it's important for the student to understand the pros and cons on their preferences, including costs. For example, going to a prestigious Ivy League school might not be an option for many reasons, including cost and the benefit of having a degree from that particular college.
Lisa, what I'm taking away is that my husband and I will have to work on multiple fronts to manage the potential debt load. Give us a summary of the top five ways to minimize borrowing cost, and then give us more information on each, please.
Well, number one, start saving early. Two, choose schools wisely. Three, find ways to cut costs. Four, apply for scholarships and grants. And five, understand the options if you must take out a loan. Point number one, start saving early. Whether your kids are going to college this fall or just starting kindergarten, it's never too soon to start planning. In fact, some parents and grandparents begin saving when their child is born. So first, you need to think about how much of your child's education you want to provide, all of it if you can, or part of it. Some parents feel they want to provide whatever they think will be needed, and others may want the student to share some of that financial burden. A 529 college investment plan is a very helpful tool for building a savings fund. These qualified tuition plans allow you to save money for a child's college or graduate school education in an individual investment account. There's no income or age limit, and the funds are tax-free as long as they're used for college education. And the 529 college investment plan does not affect qualifications for financial aid.
How do you determine how much you should try to put in the account annually for each child?
Well, each 529 plan has investment limits on the total contributions. Some apply annual limits as well. Try to save whatever you can, but Summer, don't neglect your own retirement account. Point number two, choose your schools wisely. The cost of college has increased dramatically in the last decade. It outpaces the median income and even healthcare costs. Today's average annual tuition, a two-year community college, can run upwards of $2,500. Public universities, $13,000. Private universities, $28,000. Some of them over $60,000 for highly rated institutions. So you're going to want to think long and hard about whether a more prestigious school will be worth the debt. Conduct your own cost-benefit analysis. Factors to consider would include the starting salary for the field your child is planning to enter, and how much assistance in scholarships, grants, and financial aid the school is willing to offer. Point number three, find ways to cut costs. Calculate how much a particular school will cost, including fees, books, supplies, room and board, transportation, parking, and personal expenses such as laundry and cell phone service. You and your student can probably find ways to cut costs in each category, such as commuting from home, opting for a school that has a three-year accelerated program, many have or are planning those now, and taking AP classes in high school to get a head start on college credits. Point number four, apply for scholarships and grants. Explore all the free money opportunities that don't have to be repaid before you consider taking out a loan. Colleges often award grants based on academic merit, artistic or athletic talent, financial need, or other factors. The better the high school record, the better the chance of getting the scholarship and grant. Most institutions have this information on their website. And also high school guidance counselors can be very helpful in identifying all possibilities.
Now, what about the HOPE Scholarship in Tennessee?
Well, these scholarships are funded by the Tennessee Lottery. All graduates who have a GPA average of 3.0 and an ACT score of 21 or above can receive up to $6,000 a year for use at any of the public or private colleges located in Tennessee. To retain the scholarship, the college student has to maintain the initial GPA average. Now, point number 5, understand the options if you must take out a loan. We know paying for higher education is a big financial obligation, which is why comparing the cost of different ways of financing is so important. Federal student loans usually have lower interest rates and more flexible repayment options than private loans from non-government lenders. Under current law, all federal student loans are obtained through the Federal Direct Loan Program administered by the U.S. Department of Education. Information on federal loan is available at www.fafsa.gov. If you're considering a private student loan, it's important to know with whom you're doing business and, of course, the terms of the loan.
Let me recap these 5 points again. Number 1, start saving early. Number 2, choose schools wisely. Number 3, find ways to cut costs. Number 4, apply for scholarships and grants. And number 5, understand the options if you must take out a loan. Now, Lisa, what final thought would you like to leave with our audience?
Well, Summer, we know paying for higher education is a serious financial obligation. You want your children to get a great education, but you also want them to get a start in their chosen fields without worrying about burdensome debt.
Lisa, thank you for sharing your expert advice on this very important subject. And thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. The online library on the Pinnacle website has a number of articles on important financial topics. Go to pnfp.com and click on Learning Center and then Online Library.